Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Hi, Natalia. I have Shauna Graham on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Ms. Shauna. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll just ask you some quick questions. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with another law firm for this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am. My phone may go in and out because I'm at work at the hospital, but I can answer this call.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Thank you for letting me know. Yeah. If we do get disconnected, I'll call you back on my direct desk line, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. And I'm so sorry you were diagnosed with a meningioma. Was it a meningioma of the brain or a spine?
The brain.
The brain, okay. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, ma'am. Let me try to go over here because it's like my phone breaking up. Let me try to walk to a better spot.
Okay, no problem.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you hear me better? Can you hear me? Because your phone was, like, breaking up.
Oh, yes, yes. I can hear you. Can you hear me better?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Thank you. This will only take about 15 minutes, so it should be pretty quick. Okay, can you tell me where you were diagnosed? What facility?
First General Hospital.
First General Hospital?
Yes, ma'am. You need me to spell it out for you?
Can you tell me what city it was in?
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Hattiesburg?
Yes, ma'am. Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Mississippi, okay. I'm sorry. I heard first. It's Forest General?
Yes, ma'am. Forest General.
Forest, okay. Thank you. And is that where you were treated as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And where did you receive the injection for the Depo Provera? Was that the same facility or a different facility?
It was a different facility. It was at Lowry Woodall.
Uh-huh. Can you spell that for me?
LOWERYA Woodall, WOODALL, outpatient surgery facility.
Outpatient, okay. So, Lori Woodall, outpatient, IC Surgery Center, is that, or is it a different place?
Surgery facility, 105 South 28th Avenue.
Oh, okay, that's a different one. Give me 1 second. Can you give me the address one more time?
It's 105 South 28th Avenue, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401.
39401. Okay. Woodall, Lori, outpatient. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. Let me just copy the address here. Do you happen to have the phone number for that facility?
No, ma'am. Let me see. I probably can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it right now.
No. Okay. Maybe I can look for it here. Give me 1 second. Okay. I think I did find it here. I'm just looking it on Google just to make sure I have the right address and the right number. So it looks like 601-579-3400. Does that sound about right?
I'm not sure. That may be it.
Maybe
I don't have it right now. I don't have it on hand with me right now.
Okay. No problem. Let's see. That is, Woodall Lori, outpatient. Okay. Okay, so that's where you received the injection, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then you were treated at Forest General Hospital.
And prescribed it. You asked me where did I get my prescription. Sexual injection?
Uh-huh.
What did I get my prescription for?
Yeah, the prescription.
Okay, CVS. I'm sorry, because
Oh, the pharmacy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, CVS. Do you remember where that was located?
Yes, ma'am. It was on Hardy Street, 3910 Hardy Street.
Hardy Street, okay.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39402.
Hattiesburg, okay. All right, so let me see. 3910 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and that's the CVS.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is the area code for the phone number 601?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, so that's the right one here. And besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
Hold on, I can't see. My phone's breaking up.
Oh, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And when were you diagnosed with meningioma? What was the date?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Can you hear me okay?
My phone is breaking up bad.
Do you want me to call you back from my direct desk line? Maybe that'll help a little bit.
No, my phone, it's because I'm in this hospital. I'm trying to walk around and get
to a better space. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You're clear for now.
Okay, for now. Okay. When was the diagnosis? What was the date?
September the 8th, 2018.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
3/28/85.
Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name of the Depo Provera?
You want to know the name of it?
Yes. Did you use the brand name? It was called Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When did you start using it? What date? Ma'am?
July of 2015.
Okay. July of 2015. When did you stop using it? What year?
September of 2018.
September of 2018. Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. I have your first and last name. Is it Shayna or Shauna?
It's Shayna. S-H-A-N-N-A.
Okay. Miss Shayna, thank you. And last name Graham. G-R-A-H-A-M.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a middle initial?
N.
M as in Marie or N as in Nancy?
N as in Nancy.
Okay. And then I have your phone number. Is this a cell phone number? 601-549-9816?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is a good email for you?
Graham is my last name. G-R-A-H-A-H-A-M. And then it's SHANNA26@gmail.com.
Okay. Last name, first name, 26@gmail.com. Okay. And what is your full mailing address?
4403 Bayview, Baybiew, mm-hmm. Drive. And that's Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39402.
Okay, 4403 Bayview Drive in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements, so I'm going to move forward with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I'll send you a retainer agreement. It's an electronic document that gives the attorneys permission to work on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you able to open text messages and your email through your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
No, ma'am.
No. Do you have a way to access them through your portal, like online portal, or can you...
You said, do I have a copy of my medical record?
Uh-huh. You do have one. Okay. And then the last thing we need is an emergency contact number, just in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. Then we can reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case. And for that, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Can I give you my son's number? Because he lives with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fine. Just somebody that you trust that we can reach out to. So it'll be your son. What is the phone number?
Yes. 601-549-6061.
6061. Okay. And what is his first and last name?
His name is Malcolm. M-A-L-C-A-L-M.
Okay.
His last name is M-A-L. Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
M-A-L-C-A-L-M.
Mm-hmm.
And his last name is Armstrong.
Armstrong, okay. And then he lives with you, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. So I'll just copy the address here. Give me 1 second. All right. So that's it for the questionnaire here. I'm going to send you that electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you'll be familiar with it. It's just a few initials and a few signatures. Let me just verify the information here. Okay, the last thing I need from you is for the legal document so the attorneys can verify identity. Can you confirm your social?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
428-517-8852.
Okay, 7852. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to send you that retainer agreement. It's going to go to your email and to a text message. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to access, you can open up. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or you need some help. So you can put me on speaker if you haven't already.
Okay. I'm looking. I don't see it yet.
Not yet. Okay. Let me just make sure everything is going to the right place. Okay. Your last name is, email is Graham Shana. Let me see.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It just came through.
Oh, it did. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. I'm going to go.
And then while you go through that, I'm going to look for the information for the attorney so that I can send that for you.
Okay. Okay, it says the document has been completed.
Okay, I just got the notification. It looks like everything is signed. Ms. Shayna, that is it for this call today. The next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for them to receive the information. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do a case verification call, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am, for your time. I appreciate your patience. I'm glad we got through it, even if the phone was a little choppy. I'm going to send you a text message with my direct desk line and the phone number for the attorney so you can save it in your contacts. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or send me a text, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.